Being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by a very special guest today. That would be UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson. We're talking at the Panther Caravan here at Dale Howard Auto Center in Iowa Falls. And Coach Jake, appreciate the time here today. You guys are out doing this caravan. As you mentioned, you do this every spring. Tell me a little bit about this event you guys are doing and I guess your guys' goals for, you know, getting out in the community and, you know, seeing all the people that are, you know, going to be coming out here.
Yeah, it's great for us to be able to bounce around today and tomorrow and Thursday. We've done it for a number of springs in a row now, and a real opportunity to say thanks, right? See some people that, you know, we see them at our games, right? But you don't always get a chance to spend some time talking with them and catching up, and then also meet some new people. But a lot of it is, you know, being able to say thanks for the support that we get from so many people, and Steve and Glenda Howard and the Howard family would certainly be at the top of that list. Fun for us to be able to get out and do this.
So obviously coming off of a really good season, you know, bowing out in the first round of the NIT, what kind of comes to mind when you think about this past season as a whole, and I guess kind of the step you guys were able to kind of take as a program here this past year?
Yeah, well, you know, we had a great time. That was something we talked a lot about with the guys, was just the way, you know, at practice, in the locker room, the amount of work that it takes to be in contention for a regular season championship. And, you know, so we're in a home game with Drake with, you know, three games to go in the regular season, and, you know, we're a game back. We didn't finish it off the way we needed to. Had we, you know, we're tied with two to go for the regular season championship, and but did enough. The guys did enough throughout the season to get the NIT bid, which gets us another kind of week or 10 days together, and played well at SMU, you know, had a chance to win that basketball game and get, you know, advance and get to the next round of the NIT. And a really fun year, really, proud of what the guys did. Didn't meet, you know, all of our goals and expectations, but accomplished a lot and had a lot of fun doing it. And, so then you turn to, you know, what were some of the highlights. You know, for me as our head coach, having Titan Anderson come back as a fifth-year senior. You know, Jacob Hudson was a fifth-year senior, 2 years with us. You know, Kale Schmidt was only with us for 1 year, but we had three seniors that were tremendous. Their leadership and just being around them every day and seeing them every day, and, you know, what the program meant to those guys, and, you know, their impact and their influence as leaders had an impact on what happens in the spring. You know, right now with the transfer portal, with the name, image, likeness, with the way things are now in college athletics, you don't know what the spring is gonna bring for your team and your roster and your program. And, you know, we had 11 of our players come back. Ty and Huddy and Kale graduated, but we had 11 of the guys commit to coming back. And a lot of that had to do with what Titan, his decision to come back a year earlier, you know, Huddy's decision a year earlier to come back. So really like where our leadership's at, really like where our roster's at. And then we had two high school players sign early with us, and we, you know, about 10 days ago, we were able to get three guys out of the transfer portal. So our roster's in great shape right now, but the foundation of our roster is 11 players that came back, and that's a reflection of the way the year went, right? You know, what it's like, you know, being around each other and what it's like being at practice. Are we good enough to win a championship? And we were last year, and we're going to be again this year. So, really like where things are at.
Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned it, but with the name, image, and likeness, that legislation that's been in place here for a few years now, what are the, I guess, biggest opportunities you've seen your players take advantage of? How has that kind of affected your team and the opportunities that those guys have gotten since, you know, this all kind of went into place here?
Yeah, well, you know, it's the opportunity for student athletes to make money, you know, while they're in college. I think it's a good thing. Right? Right now the house settlement is the big piece of, I don't know if legislation is the correct term, but it's the settlement that will give direction and put some guardrails on what has been, you know, chaotic, you know, really to, in the way things have been the last couple of years, you know, with the portal and with name, image, and likeness, without any real guardrails, right? It's when I say chaotic, it's been that way for the student athletes. It's been that way for fans. It's been that way for coaches, for administrators. So they're working to get a handle on that, and the house settlement will hopefully do that, and that could be any day now that that gets put into place, and that'll be good for everybody, just to get some regulations and, again, some guardrails to hopefully streamline this thing a little bit. But, yeah, I'm happy that our players have been able to make some money. Right? But I do feel like, you know, in the house settlement, again, is what will start that process. I just there needs to be some regulations. There's got to be some guardrails. I don't think it's good for anybody, including the student athletes, to basically be on a 9-month contract. Mm-hmm. You know, you're at a place for 9 months, and then you're like, okay, well, I can go make more money if I go to this place, and you do that for 9 months, and okay, well, maybe I can go make more money at another place. You do that for 9 months, and then you do it one more time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's young people that are at 4 schools in 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not because I'm against being able to move, right, and do something different. It's not because I'm against student athletes making money. Right? Both of those things are okay. But I don't think the way it is right now, I don't think that's good for the student athletes. I don't think it's good for college athletics. So yeah, I'm anxious to see how settlement get put into place and what those guardrails are, and just to bring a little bit of sanity to what's been going on over the last 2-3 years.
Yeah, you bet. And when it comes to the transfer portal as well, how have you and the staff kind of navigated that whole thing? I know you've gained and lost some players to the transfer portal. Is it a thing where you see you can kind of build your program, or is it just more of a supplemental thing? How have you guys kind of attacked that here as a coaching staff these last few years?
Yeah, the most important thing for us was to keep everything in place that we possibly could in terms of our high school recruiting and retention of our roster. Right? Now, both of those are more challenging now, right? but those are the two most important things. And we've been able to continue to sign good high school players, right? And our retention has been good. You know, this year, our top 11 players made the commitment to come back. Last year, we had 9 players, including Titan Anderson, Trey Campbell, and Jacob Hudson, 3 starters. That made the commitment to come back. So that was the foundation of our roster. The year before that, everybody came back. We didn't have anyone go in the transfer portal. So you mentioned it, a year ago, we had some key guys go into the transfer portal, but we're still, our focus is on retention of our roster and high school recruiting. Okay? And then when we get to the spring, okay, and this year would be maybe an example I can use. With our 11 players committing to come back and having 2 high school players signed, we've got 13 players on our roster. So, okay, so what are our immediate needs to have a team that can contend for a championship, right? Mm-hmm. The graduation of Jacob Hudson, the graduation of Titan Anderson, and Cale Schmidt. You know, we've got our perimeter players back outside of Cale, but we're young up front. Hey, Will Hornseth is a tremendous freshman and going to have a great career for us. But after that, at the center position and power forward position, we have a real need. So then you go in, for us, we go into the transfer portal, and we were able to sign 3 players. Right? We've got a 6'10 Croatian that was at Baylor, 6'9 player that was at North Carolina State, originally from Montreal, and a 6'5 kind of combo forward that smaller town just outside of Denver, and he was at an NAIA school, Concordia in Nebraska. Right? So we were able to find 3 players to help us at the power forward position, maybe a little bit small forward, but more the power forward position and the center position to fill in with Will Hornseth, who's back, Kyle Polk, who's back. So now we feel like we've got, we've got a roster now that can contend for a championship. So for us, we've used the portal to fill in a need. Right? And if that, you know, my preference would be that the need is 0. Right? If the need is 1, if it's 2, this year it was 3, last year it was 4. Right? So whatever that need is in the spring, we'll do that with the transfer portal. But our focus, like I said, really important for me as our head coach, that our focus remains on high school recruiting, and our prime focus remains on retention of our players.
All right. Don't want to keep you too long, but last question for you today. Aside from these caravans that you're doing, what else keeps you busy here this time of year?
Well, we just finished up the recruiting with the portal about 10 days ago. Right? And then try to get a little bit of time with the family, right? Mm-hmm. Sneaking around a golf or two. Right? And now we got 3 days here with the caravan. And then we do have a spring recruiting weekend coming up. So I'll be in Dallas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with our recruiting of high school players, you know, watching the AU tournaments. And then my wife and I are going to go to a Coaches versus Cancer event out in Las Vegas. It's one of the bigger Coaches versus Cancer events in the country. And so we're going to go out and do that on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And And then Don and I and the boys are going to go to the cabin for 5 or 6 days and spend some time with my family. So that'll get us through May. And then our players come back June 9th. Right? So we got a little bit to do over the next 7-8 days. And then some family time for about 2 weeks before the guys get back.
All right. Well, that's been a UNI men's basketball coach, Ben Jacobson. Thank you so much for the time today. And best of luck here with the rest of the offseason.
Thanks.